ready for that. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. We are talking with Grace Riskin, who is the host of a fairly new radio show here on WCWP and 88.1 FM. It's called What I Did for Love. And in order to get a really good feeling for her show and how much you're going to enjoy it, I want you to listen to the brief, we call it the outro, the closing portion that she has recorded for the show. Listen to this.
This program is dedicated to all those who have found their passion and those who are still searching for the bliss that you have inside you. So go get it. It's waiting there for you. And this is Grace bringing you What I Did for Love. Goodbye for now.
Grace!
Oh, love is never gone.
Well, first of all, that song is so fantastic.
It's inspiring to me. Every time I hear it, I feel like I want to cry.
Yeah.
Because it means so much to me personally. You know, kiss the day goodbye.
Yeah.
Look forward to tomorrow.
It's one of those,
you know,
just amazing old standards that's
I
so moving. Right.
Yeah. It was.
Well, your show is heard on Tuesdays here
from
10 to 11
right.
Every Tuesday.
Everybody, welcome to my show. Listen, if anyone thinks that they are in this frame of reference of passion for something, for living, for life, they could call the station and say, I'd like to speak with Grace and have her call me. And I would like to hear from them because everybody out there has the story.
Does the passion for Derek Jeter count?
Only for Derek Jeter.
Okay, you have a poem for us?
Oh, yes. We all have, life experiences and that we garner through our time here. And some are very tough. And there's kind of like a philosophy I feel about it. And there's one poem that makes me feel safe, expresses the will that I would like to garner as many times as I could. And it's called Invictus. Are you familiar with it?
Of course.
Uh-huh. And you know that means unconquerable,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's written by William Ernest Henley, if I may.
Sure.
Yeah. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Well, we had to learn that in school. Did you have to learn that in school?
No.
No?
Well, maybe I did. School was a long time ago.
David, remember Invictus?
No.
I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
That line I know.
Yeah,
but the poem.
I think the poem says it all about how we face in our lives, you know, the aging factor, the health factor, the family factors, and if we can face it with a spiritual level that really comforts us, I think we've done a lot for ourselves, and I try to do that. And my motto was, this too shall pass.
It's sort of an analogy. What is it? Lord, give me the courage to
it's the 12 step, the Alcoholics Anonymous.
And the wisdom to know the difference between
Serenity prayer.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone seems to know that, except me. I'll have a drink now.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So,
well, let's get off this serious kind of.
But you know, it's part of who we are, and part of what makes us who we are, and what we bring to our program.
Right.
You know, it is what we've lived during this lifetime, and it doesn't, you know, like show up, you know, like immediately. It's like transcends. It's like it's there, waiting to be picked up and remembered and related and maybe shared. You know, and that kind of thing.
Are you enjoying doing your show?
Oh, I'm loving it. The people are so great, and they're so happy to be here, so happy to do the show, and so happy to be expressing their passion. Because, like, maybe nobody hears it. Maybe, you know, but we're hearing it, and we're encouraging it, and they're sharing it. And I love it because it's really personal, and I love the people that come. And
Who are you having this coming week, do you know?
This coming week I'm going to have Adam Acera, and then I'm going to have, after that, Susan Kalman from the JCC, who does directing. And
which JCC?
The one in Roslyn.
Roslyn?
Right. Uh-huh. And so she's going to be coming on, too. And then I'll think ahead.
Yeah.
I have some more ideas and more people. I've had so many, you know. I've had child advocates. I've had dentists. I've had...
You had a first responder?
My first responder.
Who is that?
He is my hero. The first responder is my hero, Pericles Leonardo. First time I'm mentioning it, his name, anyone's name. But he is great. He saved my life one time, and I said I always wanted him to meet him again. And then when I had this program, I said he would be a perfect man for this program. So I went over to the East Norwich Fire Department, knocked on their door, and I said, "Do you have an EMT here today?" And they said, "Yeah, I just happened to have one. He's in the lounge." I said, "Could you ask him if I could speak with him?" He said, "Sure." So I went in and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said, "I know you," and he said, "And I know you." And that was him. That was my first responder, the one who had saved my life.
Wow.
And we talked. And he is a fireman, he's an EMT, and a first responder. He is everything. He is a man of great courage, and his wish in life, his passion in life, is to save life. Hmm. And he'll go anywhere, do anything, put his own body in danger in order to save a life. And I say, this man is, you know, a king, a hero among people.
And you had him on your show?
Oh, yes, Russ. He was great. He was talkative. He was intelligent. In fact, he has a school for EMTs, which he developed himself. And he lives in also the Oyster Bay area. And he's active in politics as well. He's quite a man. Hey, you hear me, Perry?
Do you want to tell us about how he saved your life, or would you rather not?
Oh, well, something was happening to me physically, and I think this did not feel right. So I called on 911, which is the process that we go through. And then someone knocks on your door. And he says, "What's going on?" And then you tell him what's going on. And he puts you in the ambulance. And he just, you know, wires you up, you know, it's for sound. And he's in touch with the hospital and the doctor at the hospital. And then he's giving the rest of that jazz. And so whatever I was going through, I went through. And that, too, did pass. And he was there for me, and I remembered it, and he remembered me. Mm. So it was, and believe me, he's had a lot of people he saved lives, a lot. And he was down at 9/11 as well, and he was also there, and he said, thank God that he had the masks to protect his breathing apparatus, because many of his friends have passed not being protected by the debris that was coming down. But he was lucky he had it.
Well, it sounds like your show is terrific, Grace. It sounds like, I haven't heard it yet, but I will listen.
Oh, thank you.
It sounds like it's very moving and uplifting. And that's what we need, as you point out, more of today.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank you for being with us on Project Independence.
I want to thank you for having me.
And Grace's show is called What I Did for Love, and it's heard here on Tuesdays from 10 to in the morning until 11. And WCWP.org or 88.1 FM, the first station on your FM dial. Thanks, Grace. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
Folks, we are going to sign off. First, I want to mention that here at the Hillwood Hall at the on the campus of LIU Post on Friday, the 12th of December, the organization known as Services for the Underserved is going to be sponsoring an all-day program dedicated to supporting veterans. There's going to be information and services available all day long from 8 to 5. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information about that. But we urge you to attend. We want to thank our engineer, Zach Parker, Dan Cox, Director of Broadcasting here, Janine Solaro. I want to thank our fabulous producer, Christina Liu, my co-host today, David Linden. David, thank you so much. It's our last hurrah.
It has been a gas. It really has been
a joy.
It's so funny. What you did then is so funny.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Next week, folks, we are going to have a wonderful show. We are going to be talking with a social worker about how to prevent the holiday blues. Important topic. We're going to be doing another in our ongoing Veterans Oral History Project. We'll be talking with an Army Reserve National Guard veteran. Our old-time radio segment will be George Burns and Gracie Allen dealing with Christmas.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
And then technology and aging in place. Technology is an incredible topic. Everything is changing every minute in this world, and of course it has a tremendous impact on how we age in place. So you're really going to want to tune in next week and join us. Until then, enjoy life.